Welcome back, courageous listeners, to another episode of the Lives of Courage podcast, where we celebrate the strength and resiliency within each of us. I'm your host, Jessica, and today I think we have a very special episode, and an episode that I really want to dedicate just to the topic of self-care habits that promote emotional well-being. It's been important for me in my own journey during this time that I dig into those habits that have sustained me. And I just wanted to share with you all some habits that have been instrumental in the way that I have managed and processed this time. But before we dive into the meat of our podcast today, I want to emphasize something that's truly important, that it is okay not to be okay sometimes. Please hear this, that we all experience periods in our lives when we find ourselves in pain, feeling overwhelmed, in a rut, struggling with our emotional health, our spiritual journey, our financial independence. I want you to think about what it is that you might be struggling with, or the person that you care about might be struggling with. It might be your kids, but it's okay not to be okay. And it's perfectly normal to feel this way. So I just needed to say that and get that off my chest. But in today's episode, we're going to explore some self-care habits that help us navigate these challenging times, while also recognizing the importance of prioritizing our own needs and nurturing ourselves. We're going to discuss the role of self-care in building emotional resilience and finding inner strength. You've heard this time and time again, but self-care isn't simply spa treatments or taking bubble baths, although those can be really wonderful. Self-care is a term we hear, but it means different things to different people. And so at its core, I believe self-care is soul care. It involves intentionally setting aside time to nurture and prioritize our own well-being. It's about recognizing and responding to our own needs, both physically, emotionally, spiritually, relationally. And by doing so, we lay the foundation for emotional resilience and we develop the tools to face life's challenges. And so today's episode, I want to delve into various practices that have personally helped me maintain my emotional health. From cultivating mindfulness, to finding joy, to building support systems and embracing self-compassion, let's talk about these strategies. And again, we're just going to say this, self-care isn't selfish, it's necessary. When we prioritize ourselves, when we nurture ourselves, we are better equipped to face the challenges that life throws our way. Self-care, like this attunement to our own needs and our own emotions, is the cornerstone of emotional resilience, empowering us to bounce back from setbacks and find the courage to move forward. So let's get started, right? The first habit I want to discuss is mindfulness. Cultivating mindfulness involves being present in the moment without judgment. Whew. And I know, right? This seems like a great theory in practice or on paper, and it's really difficult in practice. It's about paying attention to our thoughts, our emotions, the sensations, our actions, our reactions, and noticing them, accepting them without getting caught up in them. Practicing mindfulness can help us develop a greater awareness of our emotions, who we are. We are then able to respond in more compassionate and constructive ways. For me, I can really struggle with staying present. I want to run or distract myself away from what I'm feeling. It is a very difficult experience sometimes in practicing, like, where am I now? What's going on with me? What am I thinking? But really, the second self-care habit that I want to encourage, or practice that I want to encourage you to explore, is self-compassion. So it's really being kind and gentle with ourselves. It's understanding that oftentimes we set high expectations and judge ourselves harshly. And we really begin the experience of noticing that and cultivating that sense of compassion, which allows us to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer to a friend. It's, I love that. I can't even remember what movie it's from right now, but where, I think it's Booksmart, where she says, "Would you don't say that to my best friend. Don't talk about yourself that way." Remember, it's okay to make mistakes. We all experience setbacks. It's important to notice our emotions, being gentle with ourselves. Catch ourselves on the bounce. That's my favorite. And I think about this in the context of our spiritual journey. Self-compassion is an essential aspect of nurturing our emotional well-being. And understanding it within the framework of our faith can provide us with a really unique perspective, because I see self-compassion as an extension of God's love and grace towards ourselves, towards us. And we are called to love. We are called to have compassion for others. But what happens if we can't have love and compassion for ourselves? And if we think about that, we're made in the image of God, fearfully and wonderfully crafted from Psalm 139, what happens when we don't see our inherent worth as children of God, when we don't extend grace and kindness towards ourselves? I just think about this. I have a blog post about this. I know it isn't up since I've transferred websites. If you haven't been to livesofcourage.com, there are new, it's cute. Can I say that? But I have a blog post that I'll get reposted on this. And I just think it's really important that when we're practicing mindfulness, that we're also practicing self-compassion. And thinking about the next piece of self-care, I think that it's crucial that we engage in activities that bring us joy and relaxation. And sometimes, for the longest time for me, I didn't even remember what that was. So it might be reading a book, taking a walk in nature or in a big city, listening to music, practicing a hobby. Finding these moments of joy and relaxation can significantly impact how we're feeling. These activities provide a much needed break from the daily grind, the stresses, and really rejuvenate our soul. But I want you to hear me in this. I get it. It's so hard when life is overwhelming and our brain tells us all sorts of things like, you don't have time, or I don't deserve to take time for myself because people need me. But I encourage you to mindfully reflect on those statements from your primitive brain. Just give yourself compassion, because we all have thoughts like that that tell ourselves that we don't have time to engage in joyful activities, but we can always find the time. And it's so interesting just reflecting on that. If you are struggling with finding pockets of time to do something for yourself, then it's time for a time inventory. But that's another podcast. Okay, so finally, the fourth aspect of self-care and soul care is really having a support system, but it's building a support system. Oftentimes, we don't think about the impact of the people around us. Surrounding ourselves with people who uplift and understand us can make a world of difference. It's important to remember and recognize that seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness, really. And so, and I'm saying this to myself, I really struggle with asking for help, with turning towards people instead of thinking that it's all on me or it's up to me or I don't want to burden anybody. But reaching out to friends, to family, counselors, therapists, spiritual directors, coaches, reach out. Sharing our struggles with others can bring comfort, guidance, fresh perspectives. So please remember that we have a great opportunity to reach out, to remember that we are not alone. But I want to remind you that we are in this all together, that I desperately and deeply know that getting out of a rut, getting out of your own way, is getting out of a cycle of a season of pain, isn't always easy to take care of ourselves during that time. It takes time, patience, seeking professional help at times. So I need to say this, that if you're struggling with persistent feelings of sadness, of anxiety, or other mental health concerns, know that reaching out to a therapist can be a transformative step. They can provide the tools to navigate your journey. And we are all here in this. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to emphasize that self-care is not a one-size-fits-all approach. What works for you might not work for someone else. What works for me may not work for you. You guys know that I beat the drum of daily brain downloads where I write out what I'm thinking, and that's part of my mindfulness practice and my self-compassion practice. But it might not work for you. It's important to attune to you, to listen to yourself, to experiment with different strategies, and find what resonates in your soul, what matters to you personally. Remember, you are the expert on your own life and your own well-being. Sometimes we don't remember what feels good in our bodies. We don't remember what it feels like to feel joy and relaxation and be calm and at peace in our bodies. If you're stuck in not knowing how to find that comfort and solace, I want you to reach out. Okay, sweet friends, I think that's all the time we have for today. I hope you found these self-care habits helpful and comforting. Remember, it's okay to not be okay sometimes. We all go through challenging periods, but by practicing self-care and reaching out for support when needed, we can all cultivate the emotional resilience needed to find our way back to a place of strength and healing. So I want to thank you for joining us on this episode of Lives of Courage. If you love today's conversation, I would love if you subscribe to our podcast, or even better, if you could leave a review. I am so grateful. Have a great and courageous week. Thanks so much, sweet friends.